This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And Michael Harrison, along with Doug Steffen, with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on. Every week we get together for an hour to talk about the charts, talk about the stories, the people that have made it, the big-time info from News Talk Radio. You can see the list at talkers.com or gooddayshow.com. Other than wishing you a happy new year, Mr. Harrison, and hoping that things will be good, bright, and delightful with you and your family for the year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's get into the story list and the people this show, and then we'll take it apart here and there.
It's a really power-packed week. A lot of stuff here. Spit it out, Harrison. Okay, here we go. Prince Harry's book, tied with California severe weather, is at number 10, tied there. At number 9, COVID XBB variant, tied with the abortion pill ruling. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, U.S.-Mexico border security. At number 6, the Idaho murders arrest and the Utah slayings. At number 5, the Damar Hamlin cardiac arrest story, football. The economy at 4, George Santos's case at 3. At number 2, the Trump GOP influence tied with his legal issues. And at number 1, turmoil over the House Speaker. And those are the stories. That House story is just incredibly interesting. At number 10 on the people list, Prince Harry. Vladimir Putin is 9. Brian Koberger, the killer there, at number 8. Damar Hamlin at 7. George Santos at 6. Jack Smith at 5. Joe Biden at 4. Matt Gaetz at 3. Can't believe the influence he's wielding.
He's a jerk.
And I know, it's like, wow. Yeah. Donald Trump at 2 and Kevin McCarthy at number 1. Biden is taking a back seat for the president. Number 4, ain't chopped liver, but people have not. I'm sure he's enjoying the fact that he's a little bit out of the spotlight, the Republicans.
He's not out of the spotlight because he's going to deal with the creation of the horror show that he and his administration have created on the border. So he feels apparently like he's going to Mexico anyway next week for some meetings with the Mexican president. So let's stop at the border and play like we are paying attention to what's going on or like we're really interested when, in fact, there's so much chaos there. I would think it would be dangerous for him to be there, frankly.
Do you think that he and his administration created the chaos at the border, or do you think that they have just exacerbated it, or do you think that they're just guilty by not having done enough to quell it?
Guilty by exacerbation. I'd take a little bit of 2 and a bit of 3. I think that he's not in charge of anything. I think he's a puppet. I think there are people behind him that motivate him to do one thing or the other, and that they finally realize it would seem that they have a God-blessed nightmare in their hands. And the people who are suffering are not, I'm not so concerned about the people that are coming across as the people in these towns, these small towns along the Texas border, the Arizona border, New Mexican border, California border, who are inundated by hundreds, if not thousands, 800,000 people came across the border since Thanksgiving. What are these towns going to do? What are these the people of Border Patrol? They can't do anything about it. There's so much push against it. The wall that was built by the private enterprise has been pushed over. And so it is complete chaos. Not only is it embarrassing, I mean, we're a mosaic here. If they would just figure out how to control it and do what they've always done, that is, at least until 40, 50 years ago, have people, encourage people to come who can contribute to our society, who are important for any number of industries and jobs, and have them go through and get to become citizens the right way. It is completely like stick it in your nose, boys and girls, the ones who they get in here and they just They don't have to do anything. They're just here, and they just kind of melt into society, whereas there have been over the years, certainly since Ellis Island, people who have done it the right way. It's an up yours to the people who have done it the right way. It's an up yours to people like us who believe in law and order. It is. It's just, and the Democrats are completely 100% responsible for this.
Yeah, you okay, you answered. So you hit several of them out of the park on that one.
Yeah. All right. So let us go to number one, and Kevin McCarthy, who's lost what 11 votes as we do this program for House Speaker. Jennifer Horn, who is a part of the Good Day program and also does a morning program in Los Angeles on KRLA, she has said, and I thought it was very apt when you look at all of this, that Nancy Pelosi assumed and was given too much power. The Speaker of the House is not supposed to have as much power as she had. And so this is a way of getting a sort of back to a settled circumstance where the Speaker is humbled. The position, and apparently, I think sooner or later McCarthy will get in. Don't you?
I don't know.
Well, who
know
else
whether,
is there?
I don't know whether I think they should bring back Gingrich. That way he doesn't pop up on all these TV shows that he still does. Bring back Boehner. Bring back Ryan. Yeah. Bring back, the guy that said all politics is local.
Tip O'Neill. He's the
Tip O'Neill. I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah.
The guy that said all politics is local. No, I don't necessarily think it's a given that McCarthy will be in. Watch, but when we get off the air, they'll say, McCarthy got in on the 14th. And that'll be the end of that prediction. But no, I think what's happening is the more that he has to make concessions to become Speaker, the more apparent it is that he's not worthy of being Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's now a negative, vicious cycle.
Right. Just to get somebody there to get the business going because they can't do anything until they have a speaker.
Right.
And so, I don't have any money. I have no use for this guy. I think he's a weakling. I think he's a loser, frankly.
Right.
Always
he's a Trump guy. He's a Trump guy. And what's happened is the Republicans have created a monster within their own midst. It goes back to what I've said for years now, is don't super serve the core too much where they become a malignant monster and eat you alive.
Yep.
And that's what they've done. And now McCarthy, who is a Trump supporter, is too far to the left for these guys' taste.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Think
Isn't
about
it?
That.
Right. And this fellow who's from Florida, first-time representative, like he's looking like a deer with the headlights in his eyes. He doesn't know even where he's just being used as a pawn, it would seem, by Boebert and some of the others, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, let's really stir the pot. We want our way. Well, and what is it, your way or the highway? One
and
of those
what
things?
Is their way? There's no policies being talked about. There's
no.
It's only grievance. Grievance and revenge.
It's Trump. Yeah.
I think they should make Santos the speaker. George Santos.
Let's talk about him in a minute. Talk about a distortion. 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with the first one of the new year. And lots, as Michael said, lots of things are happening. Here's an announcement for those of you who have small businesses, mid-sized businesses. If you haven't yet taken advantage of the money that's available to you for all of your employees, if you stayed open during the pandemic, there is money set aside in the CARES Act to reward you and your company. So if you go to COVIDPayment.com and see what this whole thing is all about, see how it works, see how your company qualifies for you to get up to $26,000. Maybe you take it to keep the company rolling if you're in a business like mine where your clients are now paying you and takes 5 months to get paid for the work that you do. I would say this is something we could use to keep our businesses going if we're in the radio business, but maybe you're having a good year, and so you want to share that money with your employees. Give them $10,000 apiece. You keep the other half of it so that you're running your business, but that may be an incentive right there. There's all kinds of ways you can use it. It's up to you. No strings attached. You don't have to pay it back. It's there for the taking. So why not investigate? COVIDpayment.com. They do all the work, and they get paid a percentage of the funds that they get for your company. Try it. I think you'll like it, frankly. Any small business, no matter what it is, qualifies, even if you took PPP loans. So, five or more employees, get in line. Go to COVIDpayment.com to get the help you need and the money that you need to help your employees and to help your business keep going. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to welcome back Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, toploss.com.
Now, everybody's body's different, so everybody, you know, I can't say that over the years it's worked for everybody. Not everything works for everybody. That's why there are so many products out there. But I can tell you that this product has been proven not only safe, but effective for 25 years. I don't know how many other weight loss products out there can say that, but Calitrin can because it's really good for you.
All right, so what's the deal at the moment?
We've got our countdown to Christmas sale up right now. I think that there will be a few different Christmas variation sales coming in the next few weeks. So if you like this one, be sure you jump on it. But this one is the one where when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you get 90 days absolutely free. So that's buy 3 months, get 3 months free. It's like 50% off when you think of it that way. So it's buy three, get three free.
Check it all out. Again, toploss.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
All right, so this business with George Santos, number three, this distortion, this lying, is there any way of putting polish around the rough edges of his resume? No. He inflated his credentials. He hoped nobody would notice. And at first it looked to me like the New York Times were doing another hatchet job. And then you look around and you see this undeniable proof. This guy is a lying SOB.
Yeah, well, you see, he hasn't embellished his credentials. He created them completely.
Right.
And it ties into McCarthy, who hasn't said a word because he doesn't want to lose the guy's vote.
Right.
Which shows you what an empty suit he is.
Yeah.
You know, with absolutely no core values. And it also goes back to something that I've said a number of times to you on this show and other places, is that we're so used to lying in American politics that if somebody tells the truth, sometimes we think they're crazy and that they shouldn't be elected because how stupid can you be to tell the truth?
Yeah.
How many times have you heard people say that? I like so-and-so. He tells the truth, but he's crazy.
Yeah.
I Perot, that type of thing.
Yeah, I remember him. Yes,
yeah,
right.
A great guy, but he's crazy. He tells the truth. Who wants a president or a congressman who tells the truth?
But so, Santos presented himself as a compelling political figure. His everything is a fabrication.
Yeah, he totally designed. It's an exercise in targeting. The 3rd congressional district on Long Island is demographically composed of voters who would be totally taken by somebody with ties to the Holocaust, ties to 9/11.
Yeah,
we could talk more about that. He's totally made for that election.
Yeah, made for prime time, if you will. All right, we will continue with that. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I think that the first and third stories on the list, I suppose two as well. One is the turmoil over who's going to be the next Speaker of the House. Two is Trump and his influence. And three is this garbage man, George Santos. And so what's next? He admits to fabricating all the claims, and it's kind of like he's laughing at everybody. You were dumb enough to believe me, and I beat this other guy, Zimmerman. And so McCarthy, as you pointed out so accurately, he's not going to say anything to him because he needs his vote.
Yeah, yeah.
To get in. What a bunch of lying hypocrites. My God.
Terrible.
Come
terrible.
To that. Oy, man.
Yeah, it's on display for everybody to see. And I think that a segment of the votership is getting wiser. I do. I often am cynical and say nothing changes. But I think that people are waking up. I mean, there are still really dumb people out there that are totally locked into either the left or the right, locked into their heroes. But I think that an increasing number of people are independent and even more so are very, very wise to this type of thing. And I think the Santos story is sealing the deal. I think that...
you know what this reminds me of? As you know, I was in Israel a couple of weeks ago, and it was at the time when Netanyahu, with whom we spent a very interesting hour number of years ago. This is a tough guy. He's put together a more conservative government than they had before, but that's not the story. The story there is that it's mayhem all the time. It's what we're witnessing in Washington with regard to McCarthy. That stuff goes on day in and day out in Israel, and I would speculate other countries who is, I think you've said, democracy is a messy business.
Yeah, and some people say that this is a sign of a healthy democracy. It goes on in Parliament. Have you ever seen the
the
Prime Minister question section? My distinguished gentleman from East London, you are a fool. You are stupid.
Yes.
You are putz.
Yes.
Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, you can do that. So the last voting battle over a House Speaker happened 100 years ago.
I know.
And there are some interesting... Say again?
Remember when you and I were talking about that?
Don't rub it in, will you please, the age thing? Don't rub it in. Anyway, the problem here with all of this is the people's business is not getting done. These people are more interested in themselves than they are you. There isn't anything. The staffers can't function because there's no ability to vote, because there's no speaker to call for a vote. I was not being facetious early this week, and I just sort of under my breath suggested a little bit ago they ought to bring back Newt Gingrich. You don't have, the Speaker of the House doesn't have to be a member of Congress. Gates suggested that Trump ought to be the Speaker of the House. Good God.
Yeah, that has been floated around for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And that would be fun.
Yeah.
mean, not that this whole thing is there for our fun, but it would be fun.
Right. So how is this playing out with the conservative talk hosts that may or may not be?
That's the question of the day.
Yeah.
The question of the day, and I have more insight to this than probably anybody in the country, is that behind the scenes, conservative news talk radio hosts and television hosts are trying to figure out how do they navigate this choppy ocean that they're on by keeping the people that love the more radical Republican politicians, keep them happy while not having their audiences shrink to a very happy small core. In other words, what to do about Trumpism? And that conversation is raging off the air.
Yeah, and it's appropriate. There's no answer because there's no direction. There's no leader anymore. People say, well, what's Sean Hannity going to do? What's Mark Levin?
I have answers. Yeah. Let's talk about it on the other side.
Yeah, we will.
There are answers, hopefully.
Okay. Answers we have on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Representative Kevin McCarthy has been elected House Speaker after multiple days of negotiations and 15 rounds of voting. The Mega Millions drew numbers Friday for a nearly $1 billion jackpot. No word on if there was a winner yet. A 6-year-old boy is in police custody after he shot his teacher in Newport News, Virginia. The police chief there saying that it was not an accidental shooting.
A woman has life-threatening injuries and a six-year-old boy is in custody after a shooting at a school in southeastern Virginia. It happened at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News. Police say it was not an accidental shooting. There was an altercation between the teacher and the student before a single round was fired. Authorities have social services involved as the investigation continues. I'm Dave Collins.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, reviewing the charts for the first week of January in the year 2023. Are we getting close to in the year 2044? What is that song? Something,
it's pretty far off. It's pretty far out. But we are nearing the first quarter mark of the 21st century.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Remember the Bill Clinton stuff worried about the millennium? What was going
to
happen?
The bridge to the 21st century is what he used to call his program. I'm building a bridge to the 21st century.
Hey!
Yeah,
okay.
We're at the toll gate.
You're a football fan. You're very educated, articulate when it comes to football. I don't know this, but I'm going to wonder whether you were watching the Bills-Bengals game on Monday.
I was.
So,
yes.
When Mr. Hamlin went down, what were your thoughts?
Terrible. You hate to see anybody go down. I mean, it's but the television viewing audience did not fully understand what was going on.
Nope.
Because the team surrounded the guy and gave him privacy with a human wall that surrounded the drama on the field where they were giving him CPR and resuscitating him.
Yeah.
The people in the stadium realized that, wait a second, we're watching in real time a drama playing out that will result in life. Or death. And the people there, the people at the stadium, and then the announcers and the officials, and eventually the TV audience came to understand that we may have come here tonight to see somebody die. And that is very different than a broken leg, a guy being carted off because he pulls a groin muscle or any of the, even concussions, which happen regularly. It's a violent sport. It's different than the Roman Colosseum with the Christians and the lions and carting off the bodies. It's a milestone in the history of football, and it's a national psychological contradiction. I mean, are we all to blame for this because we are fans of this sport? It's the number one sport in America. Billions of dollars are tied up in the presentation of it in the media, and people care deeply about it. And then, you know, we go through all of this. It's like politics, superficial demonstrations by the National Football League about how hard they're working to make the game safe.
Bunkum. A load of crap,
you know.
And then you wonder whether it plays back down to the NCAA with the Michigan football program being in focus this week. Head coach Jim Harbaugh in focus this week. Investigation for rule violations this week. It's very interesting because it plays into the new director of the NCAA, who is the former Massachusetts governor, becoming the head of the NCAA. I think that's what do you. I didn't realize this job was that important, but I guess under the circumstances it is.
Oh, gosh. These jobs are very big. They get paid a lot. They have a lot of power. They're like mini governments. The NBA, the NFL, MLB, NHL. These are powerful organizations that are very complex with many, many components. Team franchise.
So how do you think
owners.
He got this job? How did he get this job, the former governor?
I don't know how he got it. Maybe connections, but I would see the governorship of a major state to be pretty
good training
experience.
Yeah.
To be a executive running a politically drenched, it's drenched in politics.
Yeah.
Organizations such as the NAACP. NCAA.
Yeah.
NAACP. I made the mistake. I put that in my head
NAACP.
When you said
NAACP.
Everybody makes that mistake. It just is. Yeah. But no, NCAA.
Right. All right. Let's move into some of the other big stories that are on the list here, the charts for this week. The DNA on the knife and some of the phone pings are what led the police to suspect this fellow, who is number 8 on the list, Brian Koberger, of the murder of these University of Idaho students. And so, you know, what prompts somebody to be this deranged?
What prompts them to be deranged? What a great question. Nature, nurture, who knows? Who knows why we have such a dark side to our human condition. As far as DNA and all that's concerned, anybody who watches the very successful crop of police dramas that are on television, and there are tons of them, knows that these investigative detectives, they can find people now between camera surveillance everywhere and the National DNA Registry and DNA itself. My goodness. And forensics, I mean, they could find in a carpeting a little piece of fiber from somebody's coat. You can't get away with it with the kind of technology and know-how that investigators have today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pretty amazing. All right. Let's see. Bad Vlad, the Russian-Ukraine war is number 8 this week. Putin calling for a ceasefire because it's Christmas for the Orthodox, the 12 days of Christmas over, and that seems to be when the Orthodox, the Turkish, the Greek Orthodox, very important in Ukraine and in that part of Russia. So because it's Orthodox Christmas time, let's have a ceasefire. It reminds me of that song, the Baron, the Red Baron.
Yeah, Snoopy and the Red Baron. When the Red Baron had Snoopy, he had him in his sights. He was about to kill him, and he said, Merry Christmas, my friend.
My friend. Right.
And they drank a toast to each other, and then they flew off to meet another day.
Yeah.
What a wonderful song.
It was a very interesting song. But that's kind of what the Russians and the Ukrainians...
Well, the Ukrainians say that Putin is full of it, and that it's completely hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Let us honor the spirit of love and holiness until 12 o'clock tomorrow, and then let's eat each other's brains and kill babies. What kind of BS is that?
And
these people run countries, people that murder people that make decisions that cause the death of innocent civilians, and these people are looked upon as leaders. Do you realize how far from being a civilized species we are?
We are so crazy. We are. Okay, so number four on the story list this week is the economy. And there are all kinds of the usual stuff from people depending on where they are, what their background is, and what they have to gain by saying things like the first 6 months are going to be rough, and then the economy is going to straighten out, but for now it's uneven. Is there going to be a soft landing? There's a prediction I saw this week that over 1.5 million people lose their jobs by mid-year. So here we go back and forth through this yin-yang of, and people don't understand, because the economy was good, why did we screw it up? Right?
Well, a lot of the problems we have now are the aftermath of the shutdowns and the blow to the economy dealt by COVID.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there's the normal patterns of economic, you know, the tides of the economy come in and go out normally, and we're talking about a 3-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on. I think that my personal opinion is the economy is going to be okay.
Yeah, it always is. It always is. Leave your money in the stock market. Don't cash out. Just leave it there. Up, down, sideways. This goes on all the time. The feds have been increasing borrowing costs for consumers. I had a loan on my farm at 5.75%. It's now 10%. How do you pay the mortage if the interest rate raises the payments to twice what they were?
A rate that could change. In other words, you were subject to them just saying, Doug, it's now up 5%.
It was part of the deal, part of the loan that we took. It was the only loan that was available. So that's the kind of problem that a lot of people are having. If you don't
have to be very careful when one takes a big loan, a mortgage or any kind of payment that is subject to change.
Yep.
You're really making a very dangerous deal.
You're playing Russian roulette with yourself. Under
exactly.
The circumstances.
Yeah.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen reviewing more of the items on the countdown as we continue here in the minute that we have to. We've set aside a minute for Calitrin so that you know what your healthy choice is as you begin the year. Yes, did I talk about this before? This sound like the same thing I said last year at this time and the year before and the year before that? Yep, because Calitrin has been a continuing sponsor of this program for 7 years.
Wow.
And every year, as we go into the holiday season, I say, why don't you, the best offense is a good defense, so let's get on to this program right now so you won't gain as much weight. I think the average weight gain, 14, 15 pounds. Some people say, oh, I gained 2, and they really gained 7. Whatever your story, right? I only gained 2 pounds. You're really lying to yourself because you gained 7. Uh-huh. Anyway, there are a lot of reasons for you to go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, including understanding what the ingredients are and the way you'll lose weight, and more importantly, keep it off. It is simple, non-toxic, and it works, or your money back. That's it. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug. You can just use, not don't D-U-G, but D-O-U-G. And you get the first of the year special, 4 months free when you buy 4 months. Check it all out. Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, use Doug as a checkout fee. You get free shipping as well. Calitrin loses the weight and keeps it off the natural way.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The people list from Talkers charts for the week of January 2nd to the 6th, first full week of the new year, and things are humming along. There are some people who are on this list that have been on it for a long time, and there's some new names. Prince Harry has been on and off it, got his new book, so he's at number 10. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin, as I call him, is number 9. Brian Kohlberger is number 8. Damar Hamlin is 7 for pretty obvious reasons. Obvious also is the talk about George Santos. He's number 6. Jack Smith is 5. Joe Biden is 4. Imagine that, because he's been outdone by Matt Gaetz at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and as you might imagine, Kevin McCarthy, the wannabe House Speaker, number one on that people list from Talkers Magazine. So keep up with all of this. Follow it on Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. The all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off, that's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a story list published every week in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Also on the Good Day Show website, GoodDayShow.com. At number 10, Prince Harry's book. Prince Harry and his book. Number 9, more on the new variant of COVID. Number 8, the war continuing between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Border security has become number 7 this week. The murders in Idaho and who was arrested is 6. The cardiac arrest of football player Damar Hamlin is 5. The economy, interest rates, that sort of thing, number 4. The George Santos case, yes, fine American, number 3. President Trump and former President Trump and all of his influences, or lack thereof, is 2. And the Speaker of the House, that turmoil, it still seems to be up in the air. That's it. Those are the stories from Talkers.com. I want to talk about the things that are at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Before I do, though, there's one thing that I do, going back to the economy for a second, Michael, if we can.
Yeah, sure.
The jobs report just out for December shows that 250,000 more people had jobs in December than was the case in November. Hmm. The unemployment rate at this time in our country is the lowest it has been. I'm not talking about the pandemic necessarily. We're at 3.5% unemployment. That is, the average number is around 4. So if all of these things are true, why is there a problem? What do we not
the
as
problem,
average?
The problem is the politicized media and the overly weaponized politicized political parties don't want you to be happy.
Right. Thank you. Well, I'm not. So they've accomplished their goal.
Well, no. I mean, it's all. Yeah. That's why. What did I say to you before the break? I said the economy's going to be fine. There's nothing happening.
Yeah. Okay. Let's look at Talkers.com. A brand new look. For those of you who are followers of fashion and you love Michael's, it's not a magazine. It's an online subscription thing that tells you everything you need to know. Everything is going on with the people, the shows, and stories about the hosts who are doing wonderful things or who are moving to other stations and stuff. But I'm not so interested in that info as I am looking at Talkers and seeing how you have changed it.
It's pretty now. It really
is
pretty. First of all, folks, online subscription is misleading. It's free.
Sorry.
You can go to talkers.com. It's free. Everything that we do is there. And if you want to have a daily newsletter sent to you, you can do that by filling out a thing. But there's no cost to it. And frankly,
yes.
I don't even know if you'd find it interesting because it's all inside trade stuff. But that being said, Doug is very generous with promoting it. But we have a look that it defies the horrible clutter and phony clickbait and garbage that infests modern websites today.
Yeah.
Have you noticed you can't read a story on a big-time website anymore without something jumping in and popping up? And that we don't do that.
Yep. All right, so check out the latest news about what's going on, including a station that just turned all podcast. That'd be interesting to read about. You can do it at talkers.com. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen now at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and I continue with a focus on January 6th. Last year, but it wasn't last
2 years.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago that this thing took place, the outrage that it was. So I see that Joe Biden, the president of these here United States, is going to award the Presidential Citizen Medal to 12 people who were heroes, as he put it, from law enforcement and politics. He's going to give remarks during a ceremony at the White House marking the anniversary of January 6th. And they're going to say the same, well, oh, this is never going to happen again, we hope. And there were a lot of really bad people that came out of this. So is it appropriate for him to award the Presidential Citizens Medal to these people who many of them were loyal to Donald Trump? And they're trying to figure out, is this a good thing to do politically or not? But the statement of the White House said, Michael, these 12 heroes demonstrated courage and selflessness during a moment of peril for our nation. So what do you think is going to be the outcome of that as the conversation about this?
It'll come and go in a nanosecond.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There's so much clutter surrounding these big stories that a presidential award. I mean, you know, it's like President Trump giving the late Rush Limbaugh the Presidential yeah. Freedom Award.
Right.
And people said yes. People said oh, and it disappeared after a week. Not even mm-hmm. a day.
Right. Yeah.
You know, all this stuff is just political posture, political demonstrating on both sides.
But doesn't it once again call into attention the acts of violence that came 2 years ago? For me, you know, every time they bring this up, it's just more of the same. It's more bitterness. It's more anger. It's more upset. It's more people being reminded of something that was at best embarrassing to the United States. But, you know, the hardliners they continue to say this was a good thing. Protest is good, but violence is not good. And yeah, can't we see the difference between the two?
Well, I mean, how about immigration is good, but invasions are bad? You were talking earlier about, 800,000 people coming across the border. This is like an invasion. A mob of people storming the Capitol, wanting to hang the Vice President of the United States. I mean, they had a noose ready. They might have killed Mike Pence.
Yeah.
What would they say about the protest then? What if Mike Pence had been lynched, murdered, hanged by the neck until dead on the steps of the Capitol? How would that image play out over the next century in American history? It could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, are we a nation of laws, and do people have to bear responsibility for breaking the law, or do we politicize it in such a way as, it was a protest, or these people were insurrectionists trying to overthrow the United States? How do you want to determine these things? And as long as everything is politicized and everything is party politics, we'll never have honest justice.
This
is dangerous.
The authorities have arrested 900 people in connection with the January 6th riot. 900 Americans, and most of them are facing charges, some of them pretty serious. Some people are in jail already because of this. And when you look at back to the people getting this award, I noticed that the partner of Brian Sicknick, who was a Capitol Police officer who died in this whole deal, when you look at, it was natural causes, but he had strokes because he was so nervous. So he's getting one of the medals. A couple of other people getting the medals. The House Speaker in Arizona, Rusty Bowers. Secretary of State in Michigan, Joslyn Benson. Both of them resisted pressure to overturn the election. Therefore, they, according to this administration, deserve to have an award. Let's just keep our fingers crossed. It would be nice if we could move on from this, and we don't seem to be able to, because it makes too much good press coverage.
Well, we can't move on until justice is served, until it comes to some type of closure.
Yeah, I'm taking a deep breath. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the countdown of 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.